Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rott. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, I'll tell you another thing that I think is useful, and you just got to get people to put their hand in their pocket. Because, listen, I say this to people all the time, but billboards, if you were to put up billboards to draw attention to what's going on. Listen, lots of people see billboards, but of course you got to have a few dollars to be able to make that happen. But if people would put their money together, pool their money, you could put up a billboard to say, hey, what do you think about this or that? Something very provocative. You got to be able to use words and something that's really going to grab somebody's attention. You can't have some bland thing up there. You got to whack it out of the ballpark. You got to smack them in the head with the reality of what's happening. For example, up here in Philly, there was a billboard, "I hate Steven Singer." That was what was written on the billboard. So as you're driving up Interstate 95 and you see that, you're thinking, well, why would I got to take a look at this. What is this billboard for? Now, you knew it was for something, but what was it specifically? Well, it was advertising his, I don't know, a jewelry store I think he had. But that was provocative enough to draw people's attention to say, well, I got to investigate this a little further, because what does it mean? And so that's the kind of stuff you've got to use, that same kind of provocative strategy with words like they do, to make this happen. But you got to move out of your comfort zone, and because this ain't a gentleman's game that we're in. This is a whole no holds barred game that we're involved in here, so you got to throw out all the rules of not hitting below the belt, for lack of a better way to put it. I can't think. You know, it's just you know what. Look, do you remember when that, I think it was the SEIU, they went after a banker, a Wall Street guy, and they went to his home in, I don't know, Connecticut, wherever he was, North Jersey, wherever he was living, and they were out protesting in his neighborhood. Well, you got to bring shame to these people. Do their neighbors know what it is they're really planning? I'm sure not. You know what I mean? Who's that when they meet and greet with the elite of their neighborhood and they're having a few cocktails and a couple of hors d'oeuvres, are they discussing how their goal is to enslave us all in these green ghettos? I'm sure not. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and you know what? We have on Facebook, and we have information pages on Facebook where people can get information about their county and the city, and I happened to ask one of the mayoral candidates what he thought of Agenda 21, and he said he thought it was a noble cause and he would work to implement it.
Well, he's an idiot. Tell him how noble is starving people to death.
Yes.
How noble is imprisoning people and denying their right to their own property, to the fruits of their labor. Ask him how noble is that.
Yes.
Really? Yes,
we will do that. We believe me, we will do everything we can to keep people from, like, that have that mindset from being elected.
And well, yeah. Go ahead, Tracy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, we're just, it's just people are ignorant of the facts, and how it does sound good on the surface. And then when you go into it, it's like, oh, my gosh, look at what they're doing. And so people are being, you know, led down the primrose path to hell, essentially, because they just don't know what the truth is. And that's what's so great about what you guys are doing and everybody working together to get the word out.
Yeah, it's really critical, but you got to wake up more people and listen. You know, I've always been an advocate of fair play, but they don't play fair. They're playing dirty pool. They
yeah.
play dirty pool. And so if you're in a game with somebody who plays dirty pool, do you expect to win?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, but because the reality is you've got to take it to them. You can't wait for them to come to you. You've got to take it to them well, we got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang on, Tracy. I'll keep you over, and then we're going to take a couple other callers. So don't go away, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. My guest this morning, Justin Paget, his website, resist21.com. And if you go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, you'll find a link to his under the tab entitled Podcast. And we're talking strategies here, how to fight back against these people who are pushing this agenda of UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. And, you know, Tracy, they use emotion. They play on people's emotion to achieve their objective. And because people are easily manipulated by emotions, our feelings. Our feelings aren't facts, but our feelings manipulate us and cause us to do all kinds of things throughout life. And they know that because, you know, a lot of us lead with emotion and not necessarily logic because we're human beings. So you can use emotion to your advantage as well. You can play on the emotions of people. Hey, do you want your little girl to live like this? Hey, mom. Hey, soccer mom. Hockey mom. Basketball mom. Cheerleading mom. Little loop mom. Whatever it might be. Is this what you want for your kid? And give them some handouts of some examples. Well, let's see. 5 gallons of water a day. Or you're going to only be able to have food and fiber within 100-mile radius of this green ghetto you're going to live in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give them examples. You know, play on their emotions because moms really listen, you know, they don't want their kids to live a life of misery.
That's
it's not in their nature.
That we're scared to death. That's why we're fighting. That's why we've gotten into this. I mean, and the more you learn, the more frightening it is.
Horrible.
Yes.
It's absolutely horrible. This is your worst nightmare. No one could fathom that this is what they're really doing. But they're using emotion. I mean, if you watch that Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, oh, my God, it's a frightening thing. The smokestacks are polluting the air, and the polar bears are dying, and, oh, my God, we got to do something. Well, you know, they use emotion. We can use emotion as well.
Well, we are trying. We will fight the fight here, and you keep fighting your fight, and we're going to stop it.
Oh, I think so, because there's more of us than there are of them, Tracy. So
amen.
Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's good to talk to you, and thank you for what you do. Justin, you're awesome. Love you.
You are too, Tracy. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Justin, do you want to throw any 2 or 4 cents in or nickels? We take nickels. You want to throw a nickel's worth of opinion in before we go to the next caller?
No, I think we're doing pretty well.
Okay, okay. Let's go to Werner in New Brunswick, then we'll go to Kevin in Australia. Hi, Werner.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
Oh, here's something interesting.
Yeah, never a dull moment, right?
Nope. As I say, you know, dull people, they create their own dull moments.
Yes, they do. You got to have a little spice to life.
Yeah.
Throw a little salt in for flavor, right? Lots of salt, lots of sugar. Lots of pepper. What's cooking?
Lately, we are getting more salt than sugar.
Well, I like salt, though, so that's okay with me. But I like sugar, too. I had a lot of that last night.
Yeah.
I use it as it's my medicine. Sugar is my medicine.
Well, as I say, you know, there has been so much false information peddled by the so-called experts.
I know.
A lot of this environmental movement is based on faulty sciences.
Yes, it is.
And,
yes, it is.
When we just look at over the last 150 years, most of the developments have been driven by science. And what did it achieve all over the planet? Some science, they are good. But some, in many instances, the scientists, they are so far removed from reality.
Yeah, I know it. I know.
Well,
and then,
all the scientists are subsidized.
Yeah, and what they have studied in their textbooks, maybe 50, 60 years, now it goes faster, maybe 30 years later, somebody comes up and he finds out exactly the opposite. And all what they have been teaching them at university, you know, it becomes obsolete. And about this Agenda 21, you know, smart growth cities and so, the cities as a whole, they're environmental, the big cities, the mega cities, they're environmentally not sustainable. Centralization is more wasteful on resources than decentralization. Where we have self-contained units, you know, communities scattered all over the earth, that is sustainable, but not the big cities.
I agree with you. Werner, I can't agree with you more. I agree with you 1,000%.
And as I say, you know, the needs, food and everything, has to be transported, sometimes for thousands of miles, you know. So on one side where the food is being produced, the soil is being depleted, and on the other side it creates a big pollution problem, you know. Most of the time it ends up then in... ends up in bodies of water, either directly into the ocean or into the rivers or into lakes.
Okay.
But you brought another point up. We have to make it personal. The ones that are pushing this agenda, it has to be made personal. And
exactly.
The ones that are enforcing the agenda, they are people, they after work or what they call work, they come back into the community. That's where they live. And it has
yep.
to be made personal.
Yep.
Like the Amish and some of the groups, they have a practice where they call shunning people. Those that they have offended against members of the community or against the community. You know, it may be
yeah.
Some of those methods, they are not... they're not as outlandish as it seems to be.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny you mentioned the Amish. Werner, because I was just watching a program on the Amish and some young people who had left the Amish community, and they were shunned. That's what it was talking about. They are shunned by the community once they leave the community. And in this case, these people need to be shunned because they're destroying the community of freedom and liberty. They're destroying it. So they need to be, I really believe you, play on people's emotions, manipulate them just as they are attempting to manipulate us.
No, as I say, we don't want to manipulate people. We want to call it manipulate them with a tooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And as I say, this it starts up and has been going on for a long while and starts up in the schools. And wasn't it one well-known political leader? He said, give me the children, and I will have the future.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. And they're right. That's why they're in the schools. That's why all those radicals from the 60s all became professors in our so-called institutions of higher learning. They're just indoctrination camps, which I say that repeatedly, but you can't overemphasize that. But they figured it out. Because, see, we are not smart when it comes to beating these people because we don't know the game. We don't know the rules of the game called dirty pool. But you better learn them quick.
Forget about the rules of the game because there are no rules.
Exactly. Exactly.
But one thing that what they can't stand is the truth, getting the light, get the right information out.
I agree. And I mean,
I agree
just
100%, and I believe it was Maggie. I was talking to you, and you know, everybody has a button that you can push. And if it's their business, if they have a ski resort or they like skiing, talk about how this is going to affect them personally.
And you know, it wouldn't be bad to play a little bit detective. Those that are, especially the one in the higher echelon in the politics and so, in the politicians that are pushing that agenda, maybe we should start to find out their environmental footprint.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at the hypocrisy of Al Gore with his, what has he got, a 10,000-square-foot houseboat, and he flies in his private jet, and his house is, what, 25,000-square-foot or something? Please. He's just a liar, and they make me sick.
And they sure got more than 5 gallons of fresh water in the swimming pool.
Yeah, don't they, though? Yeah, you're exactly right. They'll have no problem being able to bathe daily, will they?
Yeah. As I say, you know, just common sense.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All we got to do is use what they're doing. We got to just exploit that in terms of an exploitation with the truth.
Common sense and ridicule them right out of existence.
Yep. I agree.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Werner. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Let's go
okay.
to. Okay, take care. Have a nice weekend, Werner. Let's go to Kevin in Australia. Hey, Kevin, what's cooking? Did you figure out latitude and longitude yet? There's going to be a test. Latitude and longitude.
Hey, I've been working. I'll do that. I'll do it. I promise you, I'll do it, and I'll. Next time I come on, I'll have the answer for you.
I'm just jerking your chain, you know.
Hey, you know, emotion is a good thing, but it can also be an enemy. Now, what I want to say has to do with fact, you know, just plain fact. And if you took politicians like, now, if you put them in a room, say Obama, Clinton, that's the witch, the lady, the witch, Bush, Cheney, Romney, Perry, Biden, and Boehner, and so on. And you could weigh them, and you had a scale that could measure love. The scale was able to measure love for the American people.
Hang on, Kevin, because that's the cue music. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. My guest, Justin Padgett, resist21.com is his website. He is a Texan, and we love Texans. We'll be back in 3. Don't go away, everybody.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
All right, well, we were fooling around with the cue music, and that's why we had a little silence, but silence is golden. Of course, not coming from me. My words are almost golden, aren't they? Now, listen, if that ain't a crock, I don't know what is. Listen, everybody, this is the unsolicited opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. I am a redistributor of the truth, so yes, the truth really is golden, I must admit. They're telling me it was playing just not in my ear. Well, there you go. See, that's the problem. I couldn't hear the cue music. But, hey, a little Tina Turner does get your blood cooking, and that's a good thing because then your brain cells are getting bathed in blood and oxygen, which allows you to think more clearly, and that is the purpose of this show. We need to think clearly here so we can strategize how we're going to stop these pricks who want to enslave us. So that's what I'm all about, stopping them, and that's what we're going to do. Now, Kevin's down in Australia. And he's cluing us into the game plan down there, so please go ahead, Kevin. And my guest is Justin Paget. He's in Texas. Resist21.com is his website. And Justin is a fighter down in Texas. He's a voracious fighter, and you need to join him in the Texas. Listen, all you Texans, don't mess with Texas. Listen, all you don't mess with Texas Texans. You need to get into the fight against this because I got news for you. It ain't going to be pretty. What they've got planned, it's not going to be fun at all, and I am not going down without a fight, and I don't think Justin is or Kevin or anybody else that's awake. We're in the battle. So, now, anyway, Kevin, back to you in Australia.
We've just invented a machine that's able to measure the amount of love that the politicians have for the American people. Now, we're weighing the Obama, Clinton, Bush, Cheney, Romney, Perry, Biden, Boehner, and so forth and so on. Now, we've just weighed them, and we've put them all on the machine at once, and we're looking at the scale. And you know what? We can't even find one grain of love for the American people, but we can find plenty of hate for the American people. Now, how do I sort of conclude that? Quite simple, because you only need to watch what they do. Just look at what they're doing to you. Look at what they're doing to the country. They don't love America. They don't love the people. In fact, by their actions, they prove that they hate the country and they hate the people, and they're selling the country out. They're selling everybody down the river.
Yep.
But on the other hand, if we went over to a little country that was the leader of the country was just murdered, Gaddafi, and we had a look, well, let's just look at what he's done to his country. And we can have a look to see if he's been milking the till and stealing out of the till and feathering his own nest. Well, Gaddafi lived in a tent for a lot of his life. That's the sect that he, I can't think of the name of it, but that is the sect that he belongs to. They don't live in palaces, they live in tents. So, you know, you could afford to buy Gaddafi a tent every now and again, you know, give him even a gold-plated tent. So Gaddafi was not milking the till. Now, look at what he's done for his country. Schools, jobs, universities, hospitals, roads, buildings for the dwellings. He did so much for his country, it was unbelievable. Now, look at what's going to happen now. What are they going to get? All that's going to be taken away from them for a starter, and then the resources of the country are going to be stolen. They're going to be stolen by Americans, by Europeans, probably a few Australians in there as well. The place is going to be milked and raped. Absolutely raped. Now, you know what? That's exactly what they're doing to you. Exactly. But, you know, at the end of it, all of these crooks, Obama and Clinton and Bush and the whole lot of them, and Romney, you know, they're going to get, in the end, exactly what Gaddafi got. Eventually, that is what's coming to them. And it won't be necessarily any of the American patriots who'll do it. It'll be their own people. It'll be their own bodyguards. Because it won't take them too long to see what's going on. And when the penny drops and they realize where they're headed, I mean, I'm talking about what they've got planned for their minders and things like that, you know what? They're going to turn on them like mad dogs and tear them to pieces. You didn't have to look at...
Well, go ahead.
Beg your pardon?
No, go ahead.
You know, Gaddafi used to walk around his country. You know, everybody was armed, but he had no problem because nobody was shooting at him. They loved him. They used to chase him down and clap for him. And he was any dictator's, in my book, not really a nice guy, but, you know, they loved him because of what he did for the people. He had love for the people. And you know what? If America had a guy like Gaddafi who had an equivalent amount of love for the people as what Gaddafi had for his people, you know what? You wouldn't have a Federal Reserve Bank. You wouldn't have crooked politicians like you've got. You wouldn't be raped. Your bank accounts would...
I agree with you, Kevin. Listen, I want to thank you for calling. We're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to take Joe in Indiana. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We're redistributors of the truth, and we are rolling on the river to truth today. So don't go away. We will return in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
What'd you say?
You got the face to live in this world. You take the good from all of the bad.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Justin Paget from Resist21.com is his website. He's a Texan, fellow Texan, for all you Texans down there listening in good old Texas. So anyway, Justin, any comments before we grab another caller? You want to throw in a dime's worth of thought?
Well, I don't think there's a lick of difference between any of those people that he mentioned, and I agree. I question their love for the people.
Well, they don't have any. That's their love for themselves. Self-interest, that's all. These people
right.
are driven by self-serving self-interest, that's all. There's nothing beyond that encompasses anything related to them. Let's go to Joe in Indiana. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Maggie, and hello to your guest, Justin. And, compliments and kudos to all the callers, Tracy. I wanted to refer to her and never think of yourself as a small, minuscule person of insignificance, because we always have to keep in mind that we are citizens. And in fact, on a personal level, I have a brother-in-law who's an Irish citizen and, of course, of a different political bent than I am. And we were on the deck one day, and he was talking about how he's a citizen. He was talking about being a citizen of the world and all this sort of thing. And I said, no, I'm a citizen of the United States. And the difference was, I told him, the difference between you and I is you're a subject and I'm a citizen. And being a citizen comes with a lot of responsibility. And I have a picture on our refrigerator, our family refrigerator, and it's April the 19th, 1775, when a bunch of farmers, people that may not have thought of themselves as much, stood up against some British regiments that day, and that's the shot heard around the world. It took three times that day, but it got the American Revolution going. And it was fought by a small number of Americans, small number. It was never a big number, but they took on the greatest army in the world. And what I'm trying to refer to is this Agenda 21. And listening to RBN, and I'm really applauding you today because I've been listening for about a year, and I've heard the problem being presented. And in engineering school, they teach you about once you've identified a problem, you can find a solution. So for a long, long time, hosts and guests have been talking about identifying the problem, and that's well and good. But today is a great day, Maggie, because you are talking about solutions. And this is a wonderful thing because we and people are starting to do something, even me, because we in the Chicagoland area, they're already advertising on the local radio networks about this smart grid, and evil never presents itself as bad. They don't come to you with pitchforks and fire and brimstone. They present it as nice things. They're talking about, gee, if Thomas Edison came back today, what would he recognize? But he would recognize our electrical grid in the Chicagoland area, and it's so outdated it needs upgrading, but we need the smart grid. So they're presenting it as a thing to save money, be more efficient, be more economical. But like you said, we have to be on top of this and say, no, you're a bunch of liars. And people have to get together, too, like you were suggesting to some of the callers and listeners. Put your money together. It doesn't cost much to get a billboard. And one of my ideas, I was just thinking while you had me on hold, you know, you could put a copy of Agenda 21 up on a billboard and put a fish tank, and the fish tank only has a little bit of water, and show a bunch of fish with their eyes bugging out, because that's going to be the limitations. And that you appeal to the, you know, do the opposite of how the liberals like to present things to us. You know, like we're thinking of little fish and snail darters and things like that. Well, you know, the fish are going to suffer in our fish tank.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very true. We really need to think of different strategies, Joe, and it doesn't cost much. I had called a billboard company last week, and you know, you can get a billboard anywhere from, say, $600 a month up to, of course, you know, $6,000 a month, and it's based on geographic location, and it's based upon the traffic that, you know, if you're on Interstate 95, you know, and you're going through D.C. where there's a lot of people, of course, it's going to cost more money, or Philly or New York or Boston, than it would on a less traveled road. However, you're still getting bang for your buck. So, I mean, you know.
You are. And you got to get a bunch of people. In fact, I was thinking about, I'm working on this agenda, this smart meter type thing, because I know it's coming. And the best thing to do is nip it in the bud. And just like Justin had mentioned and Tracy was talking about, you know, we have politicians that are get along, go along, and they're kind of like the buddy network, and nobody wants to rock the boat. And, of course, maybe Agenda 21 is coming down the pike, and they figure, oh, this is going to be great for our community. You know, put them on the spot. Put them and don't wait for it to happen. Like right now, I'm thinking, and I've talked to a number of our neighbors already and friends, and we are going to approach our local utility company, because you got to hit them first before it becomes a situation where they're coming to your property to try to put the smart meter on, because some people are already resisting. But at some point, they're going to come up with some idea to try to get it on your house anyway. But if you can start embarrassing, and like you said, you can't be. They're counting on us being nice people and friendly, and they know that. Most of us are nice, decent people. We want to do the right thing and take care of our families. But you know what? These people are bad. They've got bad ideas in mind. They want to jack up. You start telling people they're going to jack up your utility rates. Oh no, we're not. Well, then you could show data from California that shows that that's what's happened, and then come at them from a perspective of a health issue, because they do give off a lot of radiation, and then they do burn out your appliances, you know, especially the radiation issue, and especially if you have children in your house, you can use all these things against them. Just like with, you know, I'm in the medical field, so we pulled this off with the vaccines. You know, the liberals, when they were talking about abortion, they talked about my body. I have a right to my body. Nobody should touch my body. Well, we said the same thing. We said, well, this is our bodies. You want to introduce a needle into our body. I have a right to my body.
Yeah.
They backed off. they backed off. Last year they backed off, and this year they're backing off. They're not making a big deal with the school this year. So I'm telling you, you know, when you're confronted by bullies, you just have to yell and scream a little bit and confront them. And I'm not saying you're going to win all the time, but you got to have the courage. You got to have courage.
Yeah, you do. You know what? Because they're kicking sand. You're laying on the beach, and they're kicking sand in your eyes.
Yeah, and the
and
other
you're doing
part
nothing.
Is, make friends with attorneys, because nothing speaks louder than hitting people in their pocketbooks. And you tell these people, you want to install a smart meter, guess what? I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue the company because you're infringing on my constitutional rights, my Fourth Amendment rights. You're potentially harming me. I mean, you could make trouble, and but you got to get some lawyers on your side. And then the lawyers, and you got to get some attorneys that are willing to do that. And the fact that you would be suing a utility company or a city, they would love that because there's probably some big bucks in it. But
the one thing I found with a lot of these property issues around the country, Joe, is a lot of the attorneys are so corrupt and they're in the game, they're not going to go against the system, the hand that feeds them. However, there are some out there who stand on principle. There are principled attorneys, hard as that is to imagine or believe, but there really are. Fred Kelly Grant is one of them who's been fighting against this different facets of UN Agenda 21, the Trans-Texas Corridor being one of them. He was very instrumental in fighting against that. He's in, fighting against them wanting to destroy dams up in, I think it's called the Klamath Valley in, I believe it's Idaho or Washington. I'm not sure which state. But anyway, they want to tear down a couple of dams. What's that going to do? Well, that's going to raise the cost of electricity, isn't it, when you don't have the power plants or dams producing, generating hydroelectric power? I mean, you know, so there are some out there, Joe. But people need to learn information themselves as well. You got to educate yourself. You can't expect somebody else to do it for you. That's one thing I find. A lot of people don't want to take the time to read and learn about this themselves, because you need to be able to have a working knowledge of it, not necessarily an encyclopedia, but be able to answer enough basic questions so that you can have responses when people ask you questions about what it is you're telling them. Or at least
exactly.
Tell them where to look.
And the other thing to bring up is the understanding that when I approach people and I try to talk to them about this, the first reaction I get almost invariably is, well, who's going to do this? Why would they want to do this? And that's what you have to overcome, because I think it's built into us that we don't think about doing bad things to each other in a community or bringing this on. So it's got to be approached from a perspective that you're going to be believable. You're going to be credible, and you can't yell and scream and stand on a street corner, you know, with a 2-foot-long beard and a placard. You got to be credible, and you got to explain to people. You really have to know your material. It took me a long time to get to a situation where I could start discussing, you know, freely. We got to make it yours. Everybody has to, like you said, you have to educate yourself, but you have to study it. And in surgery, we have an expression. It's called see one, do one, teach one. So when you can get to the point where you can teach it, you know it. And you got to make it yours. So if you make it yours, you're going to be able to explain it to people. And you got to be credible, and you can't lose your temper too much. And you got to let people get out there and tell people, don't believe me. Don't believe me. Go check for yourself.
Yep.
But this is important. And you're right, because I'm on board. I am totally on board, because I've got 5 kids, and I don't want my kids living like a bunch of slaves. I don't.
Exactly.
You're awesome.
Thanks, Maggie. Thanks, Justin. You're doing a great job. Maggie, today's a great day. It really is, because you're doing now. It's doing something about it instead of talking about it. I love that.
Well, I'm glad you called today, Joe. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
To all of you and your guests. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Hey, Justin. I like that idea he had of fish, bug-eyed fish in a fish tank with very little water. I think it's perfect. And I really do. I think it's perfect.
I love it. I couldn't help but think of your fish.
Oh, I know. I have a fish. I don't know if I've ever talked about my fish. I've got several fish. But one fish, Mr. Fish, we call him. Sometimes we call him one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. It depends on the day. Not that he cares. He doesn't really know his name yet, though. We haven't figured out how to teach him his name. But anyway, this fish is a character because he follows you around. He really does. He's a tricyclic, I think he's called. Tetracyclic. And we believe that's what he is anyway. We're not sure. But he looks like the picture on the can of fish food. So there you go. But he's the character of this fish. So, yeah, he's always watching you as he moves around in the tank. And as you walk through the room, the fish tank is in the dining room. He's there watching where you're going and stuff like that. So we fool around with him and that. And I put a mirror outside the fish tank so he'd be able to look at himself, because we'd put other fish in with him and then he killed them all. He's a mean fish. He beats up the other fish and eats their heads and stuff like that. So he's by himself in the fish tank. So I put a mirror up there so that he could see himself so he wouldn't think that he was all alone in the world. So, you know, because fish have feelings too, unlike what some people might think, you know. So anyway, now that we've solved that problem, I don't know, Justin, what's next? I think billboards are a great idea.
I think that's a great idea, and having people put billboards up, just ask them if we can put it up on their property. There's so many landowners that are on board with us. We need to just ask for permission to see if we can advertise on their land.
Yeah, because that's one thing I remember when I was going up Interstate 81 up into New York State, and there was an area of land where the guy was always putting all kinds of messages on billboards out on his property that, you know, bordered Route 81. So, yeah, there's a lot of people out there, because once they realize they're going to be losing their land, they're going to get on board.
And we need to do it before they change the subdivision regulations in the counties while we can still advertise.
Well, that's exactly right, because they know we're on to them.
Yeah,
so they're going to do everything by hook or crook to try to deny you the right, your First Amendment right of freedom of speech. So now is the time to get on board with these things, not, you know, 6 months from now. Not like this Tea Party group here by me said, well, we want you to come and speak in the spring. It's like, hello? You know, 6 months from now, time's a waste, and don't you get it? And they don't get it. A couple do, most of them don't, because they think the Republicans are the answer, and they are part of the problem.
Well, I can tell you, they are not. They are part of the problem, and we have so many propositions on the ballot this fall, and we have a supermajority. So that didn't solve the problems here in Texas, I can tell you that, so...
And it isn't going to solve the problem anywhere else.
No, it's not. It's not.
We're only deluding ourselves to think that somehow, oh, this time it's going to be different. Because he said he wouldn't do that again. We got to believe him because he told us that, right? We don't want to not believe him, do we? It's just nonsense. They're liars.
They are.
Yes, they are. And it isn't, oh, they misspoke, they lied. I've never heard more ways to describe someone lying and not say they lied in my life than the creative ways people try to describe when someone's lying and not call them a liar. I just call a spade and a hoe a hoe. You're a liar. It's as simple as that. It's another one of those four-letter words. Covers a lot of ground. Lots of liars out there. So, I don't know. But anyway, Justin, we got a couple more minutes before we hit the next break. What else should we cover here? I don't know. There's so much. I was looking on this website while Joe out in Indiana was talking. I was just wandering around looking at some different websites in this asset-based community development. I really need to try to get Nikki Rapana to come back on to talk about this asset-based community development, because that's a whole nother thing. Have you done any research on that at all, Justin?
What is it? Just remind me a little bit.
The asset-based community development, that's a whole nother thing. See, you're the asset. And what you know how to do, like can you sew, can you cook, have you changed diapers, do you know how to hammer nails and planks, that kind of thing. Well, those
I needed to get up. I was actually sent out a survey by our city, I believe, asked some questions about that and also asked about my opinions of, you know, what needed to be done. But I think it asked, if I'm not mistaken, it asked personal questions. I didn't fill it out, but I was curious why they were asking those questions.
Because
they're probably mapping out what what a trade you can do, and if you're really an asset to the community, and if not, you're probably expendable.
Yeah, so. Well, yes, they are. They're asset mapping. They really are. I know that sounds just outrageous to people listening, but they really are. In fact, I know we're going to hit a break in a minute or so, but if you go to Nikki Rapana's website, and I got to see if I can pull it up here real quickly, her website, she's got a thing on there about asset-based community development, and she has a questionnaire that she had found. And her website is nikkirapana.blogspot.com for anybody listening. Listen, we're going to break. Justin and I will be back in 3 minutes, everybody. So don't go away. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Buddy, this is Maggie, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm with Justin Padgett this morning, and he's a fellow Texan for those of you in Texas. His website, resist21.com. Justin, I found that abcdinstitute.org, and I found the capacity skills information questionnaire, and this is what she writes on her website, and she talks about toward finding and mobilizing, building communities from the inside out, a path toward finding and mobilizing a community's assets. And this is how they'll be approached. Tell I'm with local organization's name. We're talking to local people about their skills. With this information, we hope to help people contribute to improving the neighborhood, find jobs, or start businesses. May I ask you some questions about your skills and abilities? Now, some of the questions they have. Do you know how to care for the elderly, the mentally ill, the sick? Do you know how to bathe people, feed people, prepare special diets? Can you make a person feel at ease? Can you operate an adding machine? Can you type a calculator? Can you take phone messages? Do you know about construction? Can you paint? Can you knock out walls? Can you wallpaper? Can you repair furniture? Can you repair locks? Can you build garages? Can you install drywall, floor coverings, tuck pointing, roofing, maintenance, pruning trees and shrubberies? Do you know how to plant and care for gardens? Do you know how to fix a leaky faucet? Can you strip wood? Do you know how to prepare food? Have you ever served food to large numbers of people over 10? Have you ever prepared meals for large numbers of people over 10? Do you know how to clear a set of table? Can you wash dishes? You getting the picture yet, kids? That's our future. Ain't going to be mine, I'll tell you that much.
I'm not ready to pick out the curtains for my tin can yet. I can tell you that.
I know, right? It's just amazing. This crap is out there, though. This is what their plan is. These are the jobs of the future. In the green ghetto. Can you sew? Do you know how to use a hoe? There you go. Can't take it. I'm telling you, it's a good thing it's Friday because I've had enough of reality. For 1 week. It's the truth. I'm telling you, sometimes you just overdose on reality, don't you? It's madness. It's absolute madness. Anyway, on that note, we've only got about another minute. Justin, I want to thank you for joining me today. We're going to have to do it on a regular basis.
Oh, Maggie, you're just awesome. Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thanks, Justin.
You're a voice for so many of us, really.
Well, I'm glad. Listen, I am just a redistributor of the truth, and you guys all helped me do that, so... That's what makes it happen, Justin. My buddy Justin Paget down in San Marcos, Texas, his website, resist21.com. And listen, everybody, you got to resist it. We got to resist. We are the resistors. We are the new resistors. There you go. We are resisting these people. We're not letting them take us down without a fight. That's what I have to say about that. Now, listen, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Better days are coming. I have faith in that. I truly do, because there are people like Justin in the world and all the other people who called in who are fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. There are more of us than there are of them. That's all you have to remember, and that'll give you hope. Listen, everybody, another great show follows mine. Deanna Spingola is up next, and I will return on Monday. Take care, everybody. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always, always does.
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
The next round.